An autopsy commissioned by the family of George Floyd found that Floyd's death while in police custody last week was caused by asphyxiation when a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck for several minutes. The family appointed medical examiner Michael Baden said no underlying medical conditions caused or contributed to Floyd's death. The report comes after preliminary findings from the Hennepin County medical examiner indicated that an underlying health condition did contribute to Floyd's death. Earlier Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump lambasted the nation's governors as weak, demanding they crack down on protesters and arrest them after six nights of sometimes violent demonstrations in dozens of American cities in the wake of Floyd's death. The U.S. leader told the governors in a video conference that they have to get much tougher with demonstrators. "Most of you are weak," Trump told the governors. "You've got to arrest people, you have to track people, you have to put them in jail for 10 years, and you'll never see this stuff again." He spoke after Sunday night protests that often started peacefully devolved into clashes with police and other authorities clad in riot gear. Police in several cities fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters to disperse them, while some demonstrators torched police cars and also ransacked and looted stores. One of the protests unfolded just across the street from the White House in Washington, D.C., where Trump has his residence. The brother of George Floyd pleaded with protesters on Monday not to use violence, saying, "It is not going to bring my brother back at all." Floyd's brother Terrence spoke Monday in Minneapolis at the site where Floyd died exactly a week ago, pinned down by a white police officer who put his knee on Floyd's neck. VOA News.